Well, college loans are really starting to plague one group you might not expect at all. And that one group would be senior citizens. According to research done by the New York Fed, Americans who are 60 years of age and older, they owe about $36 billion in student loans. Now, of that, more than 10% are delinquent, these loans. Advocates say it's not uncommon for Social Security checks to be garnished or have debt collectors harass borrowers into their 80s for student loan payments. Who knew? Now, from senior citizens with outstanding loans to taking out a loan to pay for kindergarten. We talked a little bit about this last week, but student loans are on the rise for kindergarten through 12th grade, in other words, before college. Our next guest has a simple solution to all that. Increase the number of public schools. Lisa Snell, Director of Education at the Reason Foundation, joins us now from L.A. The kindergarten thing, Lisa, gets a lot of headlines. I assume when we did the story Friday, I said we're going to find out how many of our viewers are in New York, because in other parts of the country, this is probably foreign. But the idea of taking out a loan to pay for, say, high school is more and more people are doing that, right?
Right. So, you know, they're pre-college loans and people are taking out $20,000, $30,000 loans because top high schools can range $50,000 plus top private schools. And there's really been an increase in the number of private schools that are charging more than $50,000.
It's crazy when you think about it. So then you do what? You're already, you know, you're in debt because of that. And your child's in ninth grade, say, and again, and some people, it's even further back. You're paying for elementary school, and we said kindergarten. But say you started even in high school, and you have 4 years, and then you lead up, and you want them to go to some Ivy League school, and you got to pay it again. I mean, is there a solution to all this, or are there things that you think we should be doing differently, and if so, what?
I mean, absolutely. If you think about public school spending in New York, it's more than $25,000 per kid that the state and the feds are paying to go to public school. So you can imagine how competition from public school financing, if the government schools did not have a monopoly on that 25K, and if parents actually could control more of those public education dollars, and that money followed the kids, and private schools actually had to compete with parents' choices, I would see that prices would fall rapidly. And in fact, in cities like New Orleans, where you know, 90% of the kids are going to school choice-based school, and they have vouchers and charter schools and a robust market.
Right.
The private school prices are lower, and they have to compete.
It seems to me, and you're talking about charter schools and just more options out there for parents, but it seems to me this is going to take a long time, when you think about the economics of all of it, to get turned around. Because if you try to get the mindset of most of these parents, I assume it's not only, you know, that they think there's better quality teaching in these schools. Many times I would bet, I don't know, but many times I would bet that they don't think that that's the case. They're trying to have their kids be surrounded by a certain type of kid. It's you know, another student that wants to go, say, to the same type of college that they want. And they're paying for other things. They're not just saying, oh, I need better quality, quote unquote, education and better quality teaching. There's definitely more to it than that, isn't there? And that, it will take us a while to get that turned around.
Well, and I think the other thing is we're talking about a sector that can afford to take out these loans in many cases. So one of the companies that does this said they had $20 million in loans that they had just done this year. But if you think about that, we have 58 million kids. 20 million in loans would be about 1,000 kids. So we're still talking about a tiny trend compared to the number of overall kids that are in the K-12 system.
Right.
So, you know, the fact that they have to take out loans may go to whether they really are wealthy enough to afford these schools, but I still think we're talking about a tiny, tiny segment of the population that's taking up this trend.
There, last thing, Lisa, anything that you see on the horizon where education costs, these costs and college costs are going to come down? Anything?
I mean, I think technology is our best bet. Things like Khan Academy, MIT is putting all their coursework for free. I think all of both higher education and K-12 education in the next 10 years, you know, Clayton Christensen wrote a book called Disruptive Innovation about how technology is going to change schools. And once the price point to get the highest quality coursework through the internet is basically free, I think there's going to be innovative ways to harness this technology. And then higher education and K-12, 50K schools, if you can get the same physics course for free online, they're going to be in a lot of trouble.
All right, Lisa, thank you. Good to talk to you. Lisa Snell from Reason.
Thanks so much.